This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
We did the Fed word cloud thing up the top of the program, kind of an impressionistic approach to monetary policy, I suppose. Had to shake it up a little bit. But something else Chair Powell said at his press conference today caught our ear.
It's a risk that we simply can't. We can't run that risk. We can't allow a wage price spiral to happen.
To be clear here, Powell said there is no sign we are in a wage price spiral, but clearly he is a tad bit worried. A wage price spiral is just like it sounds. Rising wages drive companies to raise prices, which prompts workers to demand wages that are higher because prices are going up. So companies raise prices more so they can pay those raises, and so on and so on. And obviously, once that cycle gets started, it can be hard to stop. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman is on explainer duty today.
I wanted to understand the connection between wages and prices in recent periods of high inflation. So I checked in with Notre Dame economic historian Tom Stapleford. And like a good historian, he said,
maybe if it's helpful, I could go a little bit further back.
I figured he meant after World War II or the American Revolution. Nope.
4,000 years ago in the Code of Hammurabi, so ancient Babylon, tried to set prices for hiring animals, to how much you would pay to hire a cart, pay for surgeon's fees for wheat or for grain.
Stapleford says back then, wages and prices were kind of the same thing. In our modern economy, these two can get out of hand if there's a classic wage price spiral.
As consumers are worried that prices are going to rise in the future, first of all, they're going to try to purchase things right now because they want to lock in something at a price, existing price before it goes up. But they also are going to push for higher wages.
That's what happened in the 70s and early 80s, when the level of inflation we've seen for the past few months dragged on for a decade.
I think we are in a wage price spiral right now.
Columbia economist Frederick Mishkin is a former Federal Reserve governor.
If workers start to expect inflation to be higher, they have to ask for higher wages in order not to fall behind the eight ball. It's great if you get a 5% wage increase, but if inflation is expected to be 8%, you can buy 3% less goods next year.
He argues the Federal Reserve failed to act fast enough to keep prices and wages down.
When you're in a situation where the central bank loses credibility, people are not as convinced that they're going to control inflation. It's exactly a time when workers and firms are going to end up with higher wages.
Some analysts, though, think we're not quite in a wage price spiral.
I don't think we are necessarily entrenched in one yet, though I think the risk is very clear and very present.
Investment analyst Ross Mayfield at Baird, which is a Marketplace underwriter, says what's driving inflation right now is principally pandemic and war, not wages.
You know, many people understand that this is both COVID-related and Ukraine-related. Long-term inflation expectations are still reasonable. They are not outside of the norm yet.
Then there's the camp among economists that says there's not much risk of a wage price spiral now or anytime soon. Joseph Bruzuelas at consulting firm RSM says workers simply don't have the clout to push wages higher and higher.
This is not a wage price spiral linked exclusively to inflation in the way in which we saw that during the 1970s.
When labor unions represented one in four American workers and their contracts set the pattern for wages across the economy.
Back when unions played a much larger role in the economy, many contracts were tied to inflation. In the late 70s, the United Mine Workers were able to extract almost a 12% increase in pay in 1 year, linked specifically to inflation.
Bruzuelas points out hardly anyone except retirees get automatic cost of living adjustments anymore. And he says companies have been able to pay higher prices for their supplies and pay higher wages to attract workers without hurting their profit margins. Evidence to him that the pressure to raise wages isn't hurting employers or the economy.
Higher wages are a good thing in the American economy and not to be feared. And as we move forward, that can't be repeated often enough.
He says the Fed should focus on fixing the price inflation side of the equation and let Americans' wages keep rising. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.